know you were gonna be here this week. I thought you were still on the course, the green.
Yes, as you know, Grant, I was supposed to golf for 336 straight hours, and I did that. I did exactly that. Well, almost. I golfed for 334 hours. I left immediately after our last recording 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I just got back an hour ago.
Oh, wow. That actually explains the sunburn you have. You weren't wearing a visor, were you?
You look like Two-Face.
What? Oh yeah, you were wearing a visor, but it must have been a vertical visor.
Yes. So, are you familiar with the noble swordfish?
Of course, you have one mounted in your living room.
Of course, I do. As with all nature's great creatures, I admire them and fear them, and so I have one mounted on my wall to remind me never to sleep peacefully. And I designed a hat based on the mighty sailfish that...
Oh, so you had a hat based on the sailfish and the swordfish?
Is there a difference? I thought they were the same thing.
Well, now I'm not sure.
We'll look it up later, but okay. Whatever fish I have mounted, I made a hat of. It unfortunately, the way, I don't know if you've ever been golfing. I certainly have at least once. And it's a game where you're out in the sun pretty much the whole time, out just subjected to the weather, and it's not fun. It's not a fun game. And
can I ask, Leo, was this, you kind of hinted, is this your first time golfing and you did it for 334 hours straight?
Yes, I took what I thought was a crash course. You know, when people offer to give you when you get sign up for like a master class or something, and they offer basically, we're going to teach you a semester's worth of astronomy in like an hour and a half or whatever. I signed up for what I thought was that of golf. I was just going to learn golf. So some of you may be, I mean, I see you have the microphones out, Grant. And that's
yeah,
why
yeah.
I got back for the podcast. You might want to intro the podcast. Cass is going home, cruising control, yada, yada, yada. I just think it, I would like to clarify for the listeners. I know it sounded like, you know, what with the death of my father and my search for my birth mother and my mommy and my increasing involvement in FBI investigations, it does seem like one would think that I would have a very rational excuse to leave an episode of the podcast that sort of made sense, rather than an activity I've never done before nor expressed any interest in ever wanting to do. So I would like to clarify for the listeners that yes, I was doing 36 hours of golf, and it was by my choice. I wanted to do it, and I stand by the decision. And I think I've never had a handicap before, and I didn't even know carpal tunnel counted until I started golfing. And now my wrists hurt, my face is sunburnt in half, and I love Miller High Life now.
Are you going to be able to still do your costume job with your hands? They look like a bag of pretzels that were like somebody sat on the bag and glued them together.
Well, here's the thing, Dorsch, and that's a great observation. I did eat a lot of pretzels on the links. If you've ever been golfing, you're probably familiar with every once in a while there's like a guy who comes by sometimes on like hot days or whatever, and he has like a little cart full of beer. like maybe on the back of a golf cart, like a little cooler trailer. That's where I spent most of my time, because the one at my golf course had a little hot pretzel, hot Bavarian pretzel thing, as well as a Miller High Life. And
hot pretzels under the hot sun.
You'd think it wouldn't work, but it made me very dehydrated to the point of delirium.
But did you say it was a hot Miller High Life?
No, I didn't. But it sounds like you knew.
Yeah, I've been to that. Well, I haven't officially golfed at that golf club.
Yeah, I was going to say I saw your face up. Yeah. you're in the pro shop for stealing ill-fitting polo shirts made of nylon or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I needed some extra shirts, because you stopped agreeing to making my clothing.
Well, that's not true, Grant. That's not true. Don't mislead the listeners. I came back with the t-shirt you asked for on the podcast. Look at this. I whipped it up. It's a prototype, but it says, "I sound better when you're not around." And it's a you doing a speech bubble at a cartoon of, well, caricatures of us.
I'm pretty sure it rhymed when I first thought of it. So
it couldn't have. I can't imagine it would. I can't imagine it rhymed. Either way, I did my best. I loosely remembered what you said, and I put it on a shirt.
It looks. Hey, I'll wear it. It looks great.
I would say this is pretty good for someone who has literally been golfing for 364 hours and then made time to come to the podcast. I'd say I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, we really should stop ragging on you. Dorsh and I just had such a great time last week, and by no means are we saying you can, you know, just take off. You are a part of this show, but we did have a lot of fun last week, and it is. Well, it's nice to have you back. Boy, was it nice to have you not here.
Oh, I can only imagine. I can only imagine that you know, the interview went right on track. You guys didn't immediately decide that our guest was a bad person, despite him being kind of on the moral gray area that all of our guests have been on. I bet we talked about his job the whole time and didn't offer to like find him a job or whatever. Talked about the industry. I bet it was pretty linear without me. And, I apologize for that.
Yeah, it went pretty seamlessly.
Yeah, I bet nobody played clips of Cops or anything.
No, yeah. You know I'm pretty protective over my DVD box set of Cops. I only crack that out when I'm feeling real happy.
Yeah, it's the largest DVD box set ever made.
Yeah, it is.
It's more of a bookshelf than a box.
Yeah. I ordered it off Amazon, and you know how they can send you... You can buy a car off Amazon and it comes in a giant cardboard box.
I've never used Amazon. I vaguely know what you're talking about, though. I use Carvana often, so I buy cars from vending machines sometimes.
Is Carvana related to your Mimikyu hoodies for dogs idea?
How could it possibly be? Other than that, they're both words with a lot of vowels. But yes.
I don't know. It was just a stretch. But anyway,
well, that's the thing is, I sold the Mimikyu dog hoodies, and now any car can dress up like a stretch limo.
Yeah, I've seen a couple accidents out on the crossing, that just didn't make sense. The cars looked a lot bigger than they were.
Fine, because they only crashed the knitted parts. Exactly.
Yeah, no one got hurt except the I guess
except
actually
the
no
pride
one got...
of those two little cars.
Yeah. Oh God. Well, it's good to have you back. I'm glad you safely made it. I know you were golfing against some tough competition, but as you said before, the cast.
Yeah, all those Nike execs from when we did the Nike shoes
foot?
Campaign. No, well, yeah, the Athlete's Foot campaign, where we made just shoes, not sneakers, just shoes.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you said before, the cast has gotten home. The crew's in control. Welcome to Cruise Control, the only podcast where we dive deep behind the camera here at JMP Productions. My name is Grant Lincoln. I am the props master, and I am in charge of, you know it, the thermostat. Don't touch that thermostat. And with me as...
Are you trying to make that like a tagline or something? The way you said it, like I feel like you think you're going to say that again.
Well, I've said it, like, I think the past two episodes.
And... Oh, so it's cemented already as a catchphrase.
Well, I've been waiting for someone to touch that thermostat, but no one's touched it yet.
I wouldn't even know where to begin. I don't know how to work the thermostat. I've tried.
Yeah, it's a Rubik's thermostat. You have to kind of have to solve it in order to change.
Oh, so you made it more complicated?
Yeah.
Because I thought it was a regular thermostat, and I was really down on myself.
I've been asking Alexa to change it this whole time. Is that?
Oh no, it's not. It used to be connected to the cloud, but no, now it's a manual, lateral thinking puzzle.
I didn't realize until I started working here that actually Alexa can report to HR if she's feeling,
oh yeah,
uncomfortable, Grant.
Yeah, well, I don't know how you didn't know that.
I've never been in a situation where that would even come up. So until I started working here with you guys.
Well, my name's Grant Lincoln. I already said that. Along with me, as always, are my two trusty co-hosts. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
Are you pointing at me? Or you at me, right?
Okay. He's pointing almost directly between us.
It's ridiculous. I'm Dorsch. I control the thermostat. Don't touch that.
Oh, hey. Catchphrase.
Okay, we're going to have the talk later, Dorsch.
And I'm Leopold Bordeaux, thermostat king, the Duke of Temperature, the clown prince of 67 degrees.
I feel like you guys are just making fun of me at this point.
We are, yes.
I bring the heat to your feet.
Oh, Dorsch, that'd be good if we had like a heat. We should get a space heater just for my little toes.
Drop the cold on your load.
Yeah, well, that one would be harder for me.
Well, yeah.
I can't drop loads.
Oh no, what happened?
Have I not told this story about how I lost my penis?
Oh, that kind of load. I thought something happened to your rectum.
No, I can drop frozen yogurt style loads of poop for sure.
But they're not cold though, so.
Well, sometimes.
Ugh, All right, that's enough poop for today.
You started it.
I guess I did. Ugh. Well, I was looking high and low for a guest for today. And
not a good sign for a podcast when you have to look high and low for people who want to be on it.
Yeah, well, I've sent out feelers to just about everyone I know.
Including Alexa.
Yeah, she was fast to... She put up a red ring almost immediately. So she's ignoring me.
There's actually a lot of Alexa complaints in the chili box, but... Well, we can get to those later.
I cannot believe that is still full of chili. It has rained. It has, like, the winds have been high. There have been rabid dog attacks.
I keep making too much chili, to be honest.
And... Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it feels like a thing that seemed like it should have run its course, you know? The chili should be out of here by now. But it keeps loading up somehow. Keeps coming back.
Well, I was looking for a guest. I could not find one. So as far as I know, the only three people in this building are you, myself, and Dorsch. So
Grant, I don't mean to interrupt. I don't want to be rude, but I did want to remind you I am here. I am a bit forgettable. But
Okay.
Hi, everyone.
Didn't see this guy. Yes, I'm sorry.
Sorry. I very much apologize. And again, don't want to be rude, but... before we kind of move forward with the rest of your podcast, which is great, it's going very well, wanted to make sure if anyone needed a LaCroix or a water or anything to get started, I want to make sure that I know the thermostat was brought up earlier, but everyone's comfortable and ready for today's episode.
I'll take a LaCroix.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'll take a Pamplemousse LaCroix.
And I'll take a if you have a Miller High Life and a Bavarian pretzel.
I have all.
And maybe some aloe vera.
Yep. Let me just pull them out. Here you go. There you are. There you are. And there you are.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I'm.
Look at that.
I'm pretty good at my job, you could say, but.
Wow.
Did we get your
Who
name?
Who is this guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I forgot it, but I'm so sorry.
Yes. Yes. No. Sorry. I should have announced myself. This is on me, and I will reprimand myself later after this. So apologies about that. But I did follow Grant in kind of like a lost dog. Somebody had left the door open, and I kind of stuck my way in. So I guess by way of introduction, I am the assistant to a high profile celebrity out here in Hollyweird, as I like to call it. I've never called it that. It's Hollywood. Sorry about that. But I am the assistant to a celebrity that we all might know. So it's nice to meet everyone.
Nicolas Cage?
Not quite Nicolas Cage.
Paula Abdul.
Closer. It is female, and she does have a beautiful singing voice. So
so not quite Nicolas Cage, but Paula Abdul is closer.
Maybe Paula Abdul with Nicolas Cage's nose. That might put you on the right track.
Paula Cage.
No.
Nicolas Abdul?
Her name is Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanato.
What?
Or better known as Lady Gaga. Yes, so I am Lady Gaga's personal
my hero.
Yes, she was a lot of ours, so that is my
joke. Personal hero. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness.
Is that who saved you?
What?
Is that who saved you when you
Me?
Yeah, you said she's your personal hero. I know you almost as a child, you almost got hit by a bus.
No, that was a weirdly strong Midwestern kid that I never saw again. Lady Gaga is just a personal icon of mine. A deity I sort of worship at the feet at.
Yeah, I mean, everybody loves her. Shallow, you know.
Shallow, other stuff.
Shallow, other stuff, yeah. American Horror Story.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she's also a great actor and actress. She is.
Yeah, that's...
Jack of all trades.
Well, I mean, that's what she's done. She's been in Star is Born and American Horror Story. She's a pretty good actress.
Well, let's not forget her lovely music career. I personally am not privy to all of her work. I am not, I'm very busy, so I haven't heard her music or seen her performances in television and movies. But I hear she has quite the discography of music as well. So
she is an icon.
So you've been so busy with attending to her needs, you've never heard her music.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, things in my day job, they get pretty busy. I do a lot of Stephanie's personal, I take care of her personal, her day-to-day life. I do a lot of, what you would expect any assistant to do. I know the caddy was brought up earlier, golf was brought up earlier, and that made me think of a caddy. I'm kind of like Lady Gaga's caddy, where I carry around her golf bag and guide her on scoring and how to take certain shots and whatnot. So, beyond that, I just kind of keep myself busy by walking her dogs. There was I don't know if you saw, but I actually made the news a couple of weeks ago. I think it was late February.
You're that guy?
Yes, that is me. So guilty as charged.
Wow, this is the first time we've had like a real celebrity on the show, like a real guy like you, a celebrity type.
I wouldn't consider myself a celebrity. I'm lower than dirt, but I do appreciate.
Oh, I agree. You lost her dogs.
They were taken from me. I tried to stop the bullet. I did stop the bullet. But you're right. I was shot and deservedly so because I lost the dogs and, was then again shot when Lady Gaga showed up and realized the dogs were gone. So, but I took my punishment and, the dogs, fortunately, as we all read in the article, the dogs were returned and there was no harm to the dogs. So as Lady Gaga put it, that's all that matters. So
the article never said if there was harm to you though.
Right.
That is
right.
I mean, I'm counting right now, and that looks like you've got 9 fingers.
Yes, yes, that I do have 9 fingers. That is an unrelated accident. The shooting is not the only injury I've sustained as Lady Gaga's assistant per se. But I mean, it's all a part of the job. As long as Stephanie is fully equipped to bring her musical talents and her acting talents to life, I'm happy to sacrifice. However. however
the finger wound looks pretty fresh, like maybe 48 hours.
Yeah, you look at you Dorsh. Yeah, so I did have my finger chopped off because I messed up Lady Gaga's lunch order, but that was totally on me. I should not. I mean, when she said salad, how was I supposed to know that she wanted a hamburger? So, I mean, it's very confusing, but Stephanie is constantly changing her mind, and I just have to stay ahead of her. So she's very demanding, but again, she's my boss. She's my provider, my God, my son, my ruler, my manager, my director, my sergeant, my order giver, my savior. So I will do whatever it takes for to keep her happy.
Okay, so you followed me in.
Mm-hmm.
I now that you mention it, I do remember hearing the pitter patter of
gunshots. You were referring to me following you. Sorry, I thought you meant the story when I was shot. But go on. I don't get to have many conversations. Let's call them. So I'm not a very good talker per se. Lady Gaga doesn't really allow me to speak with humans, so if at any point I feel a bit nervous or speak over people, I apologize about that because it's new to me. I haven't had a conversation in
years. So that ball gag hanging around your neck, that is practical, that's not just a fashion accessory?
Correct, exactly, yes. Although sometimes I am forced to wear certain fashion accessories that Stephanie believes will bring out some sort of inner joy in myself. And but this, right. This is
Leo, practical. You designed, you worked with Stephanie, Lady Gaga, on a couple accessory lines, didn't you?
Yes, all the ones you're thinking of, yes, I helped with. I don't know what more you want me to say about the subject. I'm just in awe. I'm in awe of this man getting to work so closely with her. I only ever exchanged emails, and and I'm devastated because again, she is a god figure of mine, a hero of mine, and clearly this smart young man as well. Even though he's a little coward and let her dogs get abducted. I was just wondering, sir.
Please, sir, don't call me. No need to call me sir. That is too late. Too formal for me.
How long have you been working for Stephanie, as you call her, Gaga, as you should call her?
I have been working for Lady G for coming up on about 3 years now. So I was in a promising MBA program at UCLA and was headed down one path of pursuing something in the business world, and then heard that there was an assistant opportunity for Lady Gaga, and I jumped at it. I left a different world behind, a wife and kids, and have now been working nonstop for 3 years for Miss Gaga.
That seems like a pretty heavily downward move.
You would make, sure. I don't know if I would argue that. It's been challenging. I have, of course, I don't know if you saw the money that Lady Gaga offered for the return of her dogs. It was $500,000, which of course is a lot of money, $500,000. I, over the course of my three years, to folks like myself who, have not received pay.
Yeah. Obviously years, poor people. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so at any amount of money, would be lovely, but over these past 3 years, it has been a bit of a downturn as I am not currently being paid by Miss Gaga.
Well, the work is its own reward.
I completely agree, and legally, I have to say that it certainly is the truth. I lived for work, and almost died for work.
Are you allowed to still talk to your wife and kids, or is that is that just over once you signed up?
Technically no, but so my office is in the basement of Lady Gaga's home, and from there I've been kind of sending out letters to random people asking for help and hoping that, you know, a few of them might have gotten to the doorstep of my, I guess now my ex-wife and my former kids, but so if you consider that communication, then yes, I think I speak with them.
Well, this
do they podcast... ever communicate with you as well, or
no? I haven't heard from them in years. Yeah, in 3 years, okay. So it's one way, but
this podcast has a pretty high we get around. If you want to use us as a platform to say anything to your your ex.
The most pirated podcast in the world, I've heard. Nobody, yes. Nobody wants to access it through the proper channels because then Apple or Spotify assumes that you actually like it. But it's, I think, the most hate listened to program ever. Mm-hmm. So it appears on a lot of pirated sites and sort of these outliers that are less traceable by the algorithms that dictate your life.
No, that, I mean, regardless, we have a fairly large listenership. So if you want to take a gamble that maybe one of your kids, children is a listener.
Did your family get any word, you know, before this decision was made? Or was it like, you know, I'm going to do this, I'm going to the Lady Gaga's, and then that was it? Like, are they aware that you made this choice?
Not exactly. I guess the way I would frame it, it's not so much that I left my MBA program under my own will. I was more, I mean, you wouldn't call it kidnapped, of course, because I'm an adult man, but I was abruptly thrown into the job. So I don't know how much they were told, and I did not have a chance to say goodbye exactly. So Lady Gaga has instructed me not to engaged with them, and I've already risked that enough by writing a couple letters, and of course I will brand myself later for that, but I don't know, Grant, if I'll take you up on your opportunity to talk to my my wife and my young son, who at this point is becoming a young man.
Oh, mazel.
Yeah, mazel tov.
Perhaps, yeah.
Do you know his Torah portion?
No, I haven't spoken with him in 3 years. So that did not come up.
So it didn't come up in the letters you wrote him.
I made suggestions, but I only had so many magazines to clip ransom style letters out.
What were some of your suggestions?
Oh, of my Torah reading suggestions
of your son's Torah portion. Yeah.
I said stick to the hits. I think when you go to a performance, you don't want to hear the new stuff.
You don't want to hear the new stuff. You don't want to hear the New Testament at a Torah portion reading.
Exactly. So stick to the good stuff. Passover, Hanukkah, that part of the Torah. And hopefully he listened. Hopefully those letters got to him, or at least somebody who was preparing for a bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah.
This is, you seem like a nice guy. Almost fully educated in your MBA.
Thank you. Yes.
But this Lady Gaga thing feels like it feels a little off. Like, Grant, Leo, are you getting the same vibe?
No, I totally agree with everything Miss Gaga is standing for here and putting forward. And I think this insolent little worm should choose his words more carefully.
And I appreciate the feedback.
I'm unable to give any sort of input because I've worked very closely with other high ranking celebrity assistants in the past. I know what kind.
What celebrities would you be referring to? Because I take issue if you comparing anyone to Lady Gaga. I will defend.
I agree. I agree.
So.
Well, I mentioned before Paula Abdul. She
is scum. She's nothing. Paula Abdul is good as dead.
Also, Grant, the fact that her assistant spit on you doesn't count as you working together.
Well, I heavily misread the situation.
Do you consider being spit on good networking?
Well, yeah. It depends what industry you're in.
I took it as a business card. I'm wrong. I will admit that I'm wrong in this situation, but I thought that was the equivalent of a business card because why would you have a business card when you're an assistant? Mm.
That's a great question.
DNA is the best.
I don't have an answer.
That's why would you have any sort of card, identification card, any sort of thing that sort of showcases who you are as a person? And Grant, I certainly appreciate your confusion about being spit on. I've been spit on multiple times, and as Stephanie has, many types of spits.
Tell me about it.
It's confusing it can be challenging to interpret each type of spit. But
every time I try to shake Leo's hand, I get a little wet.
Oh, well, that's sorry. I have a sort of reflex thing. It's have you ever seen Knives Out?
Yes.
Yeah, I have sort of that, but like the girl in that has the throw up thing. I have sort of, I can't lie about being friends with someone, you know? So when I do, I spit like a mule right in their face.
Well, certainly yeah. we're amongst friends here, Leo. So I'm sure you would quickly jump and say that you are friends with Grant. Is that correct? You didn't even lie. You just immediately spit on Grant. My goodness.
I thought about lying, and that was enough.
Wow, that quite reflexive.
Just wipe it off, and it's fine.
Can't help it.
Hmm.
I know it's a reflex. I know it's not intentional.
It has something to do with when I lost my penis. I can't explain it, but that's the science.
Actually, that's a good point. And I'm sorry, remind me of your name?
Leo.
Not you. You.
I don't think we ever got a name, Mr.
Yeah, actually, I don't know if we did.
That's actually a great question. And for me, I mean,
It shouldn't be hard to answer.
Right. And it's my name, as Lady Gaga's assistant, per se, I don't know if my name necessarily comes up often, so I wouldn't belabor the point. We don't have to get bogged down.
Did you forget your own name?
I don't remember my name.
How did you sign the letters to your children? Lady Gaga's assistant?
Yes.
LGA.
That is what when I was billed for my own healthcare after being shot to protect her dogs, which obviously I don't have healthcare, I did sign Lady Gaga's assistant. And so I don't technically have a name.
It's it's only been 3 years since you've got this job, right?
Right. But I guess one thing that has been challenging this past year for all of us with COVID and everything, but this past year has been extremely difficult for me, is I haven't slept since 9/11 of 2020. So I feel like I'm losing memories because I've been awake so long. And that was at the request of Stephanie. She, you know, she's a New Yorker, and she said, never forget 9/11, and made a big point of it that day, which I certainly appreciate, the tragedy of that day in American history. And for her, never forget means never sleep. So I haven't slept since 9/11 because I'm constantly thinking about it to certain extent. So I have been losing.
Okay.
Memories.
So all of your brain capacity is going towards 9/11. Appreciating 9/11.
And Lady Gaga.
2020.
And it is a 50-50 split. So Lady Gaga and remembering 9/11 and the terrible day. So
it sounds like a healthy, like, you know, balance, at least, between those two topics.
A work-life balance, if you will.
Yeah. Work is Gaga.
Life is stressing.
Remembering.
About 9/11 because your wife wanted you to stress about it? Like, here's the question is, do you care? Are you worried about forgetting it because you are overwhelmed with sympathy and empathy for these victims, these people who had their lives just snatched from them in a random act of violence? Or are you never forgetting 9/11 so your wife doesn't yell at you?
And are you married to Stephanie?
I couldn't dream of it.
Oh, this is Stephanie who's telling. I misunderstood. I've had a long sunburnt day.
I've been told to stand in the sun for days on end, and I understand what that can do to the brain. So, no worries.
Are
there.
Are you happy?
What?
Just really quickly, is LGA gonna? Is she gonna be upset that there was an accidental reference to you being her husband? That feels like it.
Well,
will be backlash.
The nice thing
is, answer those in whatever order you want.
Sure, sure. Well, I'll take the easier one, of course, which would be Lady Gaga will not necessarily know, because I consume all media. I answer all of Lady Gaga's emails, and excuse me.
Except her music. That's the only media you don't have.
Yes,
don't
I don't have. I she handles her own music. I consume all television and podcasts and emails. And
big
texts.
Podcast listener, Lady Gaga.
So I will feed that information to through her. She's a great fan of Cruise Control.
And we got you.
yes, through that, as I will kind of regurgitate the podcast that I'm hearing to her as a, kind of a download.
Oh, so she hears it secondhand.
Yes, I give a very detailed recap.
Oh, could you do... could you do a couple of moments from your favorite episode of Cruise Control then?
I would love to. I'd be happy to. Well, one of course that I just loved was when you had the aspiring agent on, Tony Toothbrush, whose agency a star is unborn, very similar to Gaga.
Oh right.
There's a he left me a voicemail quite a while ago, actually. Let me dig that up. You keep talking.
Sure, yeah. So I think that episode was great. There was an aspect of Rumpelstiltskin that was pretty good. And
was there really?
I think there was.
Man, this show's good.
And so that's about the extent of the recap I'll give Stephanie. And half the time...
so she's a big fan.
Yeah, here it is. I got Tony Toothbrush left me a voicemail on December 16th. 2020. Man, I really should have gotten back to him. Here, let me play this.
Hey, Grant, what's going on, buddy? I'm wandering around Starbucks.
I was actually going to play it, but...
I'm sorry.
Oh, we actually have one?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Hey, Grant, it's aspiring agent Tony Toothbrush here of A Star Is Unborn. I'm hoping you remember me because you did just have my client, aspiring actor and writer Tony Toothbrush, which is me, on your podcast not too long ago. Anyways, you're my closest friend and I love you so much, so I just wanted to give you the scoop, baby. Rumpel and I, we got a new client we're targeting, the unborn baby of Bindi Irwin. That's right, Steve Irwin's daughter, Corky. Yeah, it turns out the lady from down under is expecting to pop a Joey out of that pouch, and I'm going to make him a star, baby. Most likely by, dangling him in front of a crocodile or something, I don't know. All right, I gotta go. I'm breaking into Emily Ratajkowski's house to see if she'll, part ways with her unborn, gender-fluid child. Hollywood classic. All right, ciao, Grant. Call me back.
And I never did. I never called him back. Huh.
I'm sure he's doing well. And apologies about interrupting earlier there. Hopefully you can just edit that out. I know that's a tactic we use often with Lady Gaga, is sort of editing out facts and errors in her own life. So, apologies.
Yeah, what were you trying to do there? Were you trying to... I said I was going to play a voicemail, and then you just started monologuing? What were you doing?
Right, well...
Were you going to give us a classic Lady Gaga's agent recap of the voicemail?
Not so much a recap. I was trying to perform what I would anticipate the voicemail to have been.
A precap, then.
Exactly. There are times in Stephanie's life where she wants to see shows or movies or hear podcasts that haven't come out yet. And so I will take that upon myself to perform and act out and kind of do some of that storytelling for her.
Are there any other impersonations you do than Tony Toothbrush?
Yeah, you seem kind of obsessed with this guy.
Well, he was one guest of yours that certainly resonated with me, as he has dreams and hopes and goals as an aspiring agent. I appreciate that, or as him being an aspiring agent, rather. And I certainly have my own hopes and dreams and goals. So that message of his resonated.
You know, I think you're the first guest we've had who's actually known what this show is.
Well, thank you. Thank you for what I can only hope would be my first compliment in years. So thank you very much, Grant.
You can only hope?
Don't know if that was a compliment, but I will take it as one.
Oh, it's definitely a compliment in Grant's eyes. if anything, in the real world, that would be sort of a slam against your character, having listened to one or more episodes of this show.
So what's the day-to-day like in your life?
Great question.
You've painted a very bleak and depressing picture, to be honest.
It sounds awesome to me. It sounds awesome.
No, it is awesome. And when you say day-to-day, I don't know what that means, having not slept in months. I don't really have a good sense of what is a day and what is not.
Your eyes are bloodshot.
And that is, I mean, that is all a man can ask for, isn't it? Just to be working so hard that you are smelling colors and you're seeing sounds and things are kind of blending all together in that regard. But it is great. I really enjoy my work working for Stephanie. It's as I mentioned, I do a lot of activities for her. I'll read her emails and respond to her text messages and walk her dogs, as we know. I'll help grow her hair. I'll drink her milk. I'll do whatever it takes. So
Hang on.
Right.
So why help grow her hair and drink her milk? Walk me through the how and the why.
Sure, certainly, yes. So Stephanie, very busy and doesn't have time. She has to focus on American Horror Story and being a singer and dressing up like the Hunger Games at the inauguration, as we call it.
The inauguration was beautiful.
I heard. I was not allowed to watch it, but I heard it was quite some...
You weren't allowed to... Oh, yeah, okay. I thought there was like a court order or something, because that's why Grant wasn't allowed.
Yeah, I'm still trying to catch up.
So with that, I sometimes I will grow out my own hair and you know, give it to Stephanie, kind of donate my hair and
like a locks for love situation, but
yeah,
instead of a child in need, it's an icon in need.
Exactly, and she doesn't necessarily use it for wigs or for anything.
Yeah,
because
you have jet black hair, and
thank you.
She's
gorgeous hair, really. I'm jealous.
Well, that's what I was studying my MBA in, was in hair science. So
your MBA was in hair science?
Yeah.
Grant, I don't get what you're not getting.
Yeah, this is... Are you not familiar with business school?
Maybe not as well as I should be.
That's fine.
All right. Okay. So drink her milk. What is drink her milk? Well, how does that work?
That is very similar to the hair thing where, you know, Lady Gaga doesn't have time to drink milk. So I'll drink the milk and I'll get the strong bones and I'll give her some of my bones. And then that way that if she ever breaks a limb or gets...
How many bones have you given to her?
How does a man count?
Well, I'm looking at your shins now and I know at least two.
Yes, you might have noticed I am... in a wheelchair, so that is part of it. Although the wheelchair...
Oh, I didn't see the wheels.
Yes, the wheelchair is separate. That's actually from a separate kind of accident or part of the...
I do not believe whatever happened was an accident.
You're right. It was 100% intentional where I was infected with polio. This goes back to about a year ago now where Lady Gaga...
Is this when you sent the first letter?
Yes, I was kind of, you know, reprimanding for that. So you send the letter trying to reconnect with loved ones in your past family, and you know, the punishment fits the crime. You're injected with polio, and if FDR could beat it, I can beat it. So I have a good outlook.
Doesn't look like you're doing too good of a
fight. Doesn't look like
you're
beating it at all.
Yeah, your legs look like, quite honestly, I gave a poke, and you really didn't notice. They feel like jelly.
Yeah, I tied one into a Bavarian pretzel and...
Oh, man, I'm licking my lips.
I would... Okay, if you want to nod on it, please feel free. I know.
I don't, but I do, you know?
Hey, Lady Gaga is not above cannibalism, so I'm certainly not one to judge.
Oh, is she with Armie Hammer?
Well, in some regards, she'll more or less just bite me. So I don't, it's less... feasting on humans and more just biting her assistant. But
she got really into character for American Horror Story season 5, right, where she plays that vampire.
That's a good justification. Yes.
Yeah, she could just be a psycho, but
yeah, I mean, now that I'm really like getting a good picture of you, you do not look good. Your legs are atrophied beyond belief. You've got what appears to be human bite marks all over your body.
Not all human, but yes, thank you.
And your hair is varying lengths.
Do you I noticed you have like a backpack. Like, do you have your contract with Lady Gaga in there? Like...
Or is that just an oxygen tank in the backpack?
Yeah, do you carry your employment contract around with you at all times? And if so, can we take a look at it?
It'd only be normal, so.
It would only be normal.
Only be normal.
Huh. Now that's a good tagline.
That's kind of the motto of the show, right? Only yeah. be normal.
I don't know how Stephanie would appreciate that tagline. She's all about bring out your inner beauty and your inner weirdness. And to that end, no, I do not have my contract with me. I technically was not given a contract per se, but more.
But you were hired though.
Not technically paid, or it's more.
Oh God!
It's I don't. Huh. Yeah, it's I don't. I.
What are you getting out of this?
I get to work with Lady Gaga, who's she's making okay. changes in the world.
Okay. Are you I'm in love with her? Because I'd understand if you're in love with her, and you're like a big simp or whatever.
I
are you just a big simp?
Are you a big simp?
Because if you're a big simp, that's fine.
Are you simping hard?
I am not a big simp for Stephanie. Our relationship is completely professional, and I just wanted to serve her.
Who you be simping for, then?
Well, if you must know who I'd be simping for, it would be my former love of my life, Allison. I'm still very much in love with my wife and kids. They are the only memory that I can still hold on to beyond 9/11 or the anniversary of 9/11 last year. So
then I really hope you reconsider using this podcast as a platform to get a message out to them.
You know what I'll do? I'll do the message. I'll do the message if he doesn't want to do the message.
But, right. Thank you. I'm just a bit nervous that Stephanie wouldn't like it, and I don't have much more to
learn. Allison. Allison and Jewish son. Listen to me. This is Leopold Bordeaux of your favorite podcast, Cruise Control. Now, your unnamed husband has wandered into our studio and is begging us, essentially, not in as many words, to free him from the cult that is working for Lady Gaga without pay. Now, he will be in here for the next 20 minutes. Upon which time the studio will close and he'll leave and we won't know where he is. But in the words of the most annoying people on the internet, come get your man.
Wow. Leo, that was
beautiful. Your man's. Sorry, I didn't think. I don't know if they'll get the internet speak without the... Anyway.
That was beautiful. That was touching. And Stephanie, if I bring this up in our... my recap later, you know that Leo brought it up and not me, so
you're gonna still tell her about
this? To be honest, she has a way of finding out things, so
oh boy.
What would you do if Allison and your Jewish son showed up here in the next 20 minutes?
Oh, I couldn't even imagine. I guess I would probably run as far away as possible, and
I can't fathom how they could even get here that fast, because we still need Gavin to edit this episode and put it out. So,
and Gavin edits out all my best stuff. I'm usually very coherent and not annoying, and he edits it so that I seem annoying and I'm talking over everyone, especially now.
Gavin, if you want to put in like some fun noises right here, go for it.
Oh, Gavin.
Bing, bang, boom.
I think we should just, let's practice for this guy and pretend.
Okay, yeah. We could do a little Allison and Jewish son meeting their unnamed father roleplay.
Yeah. I'll be the Jewish son.
Great. Okay. I'll be Allison.
I'll be the mailman.
My other child, of course.
Yes, named after famed pedophile Carl Malone.
Carl Malone.
Malone's a pedophile?
Yeah, yep, big time.
What?
Yeah, baby.
Stephanie's nothing like that.
Carl Malone of the Utah Jazz. Bad news, everyone.
But he had such a good fadeaway.
I know.
Oh, whoa. It's
tough, but...
Daddy.
Oh my God.
Joseph,
look, it's
hold, Allison, Jewish son. I'm so glad to. I'm. It's a
mailman. Get in here,
Daddy. I did the thing. I did the Torah portion on Jonah and the whale.
Oh, the hits. You did it, my Jewish boy. You did it.
I did it. I'm so. I got a standing ovation, Dad. Just like you said.
Wow. I'm speechless. I mean. I was just given some crazy information that I really can't quite even address you two right now. So Carl Malone impregnated a 13-year-old when he was 20. I'm reading the Wikipedia on my phone right now. This is wow. I can't even address my. That's wow.
Dad, I haven't.
Jewish son, please, not right now. This is this. Well, does everyone know this?
Oh, honey, it's.
Yeah. Everyone knows this.
I didn't know this. Oh my God. This is.
Yeah.
This is.
Dad, can I have a hug?
No, Jewish son, please, not right now. Wow, Mike. This is insane. I mean, granted, he was.
Guys, I think we need to break the scene to let him process that he named his son after a pedophile.
All right.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. I guess I'll start changing up my letters to Allison and say we need to change the mailman's name.
Yeah, so definitely. That's a priority.
That is a priority. Yeah.
So you're still sending letters, even though after the first one you were injected with polio and.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean,
did she think that would stop you from being able to write letters to be in a wheelchair?
No, I mean, Lady Gaga. I've been infected with a lot of diseases, let's call it, over the course of.
Oh, you're like the monkey from Outbreak.
That's exactly what it is. When COVID first started, she had me going around licking doorknobs and riding the subway and eating out of garbage and hopefully in order to get COVID. And I said to her, "Step, is this so we can get the antibodies?"
And to our listeners, yes, this is us officially saying that COVID happened in this.
Oh, I forgot. As a big a fan of Cruise Control as I am, I forgot that you guys denied COVID.
We've confirmed it several times. We've confirmed it several times, and that we just didn't care.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
But yeah, so I've had COVID, I've had polio, I've had.
Yes, you're Ebola. A sick little pig, and.
That's my favorite pet name from Stephanie. You sick little piggy.
Yeah, that seems like her.
Does she have other assistants?
Or other people in her life at all? Because she seems like a monster.
Well, as you know,
and again, this is coming from a place of love. I still idolize her.
Well, with her fans, we're all little monsters, aren't we? That's one of her.
You're right. That is one of her things.
That is.
So she appreciates little monsters, and she did have other assistants, but I think we all were familiar with Leo's work and the meat suit that she wore to the Grammys.
Meat suit, of course. Yes, that was me.
So
that weird bubble suit was also me.
Was the meat suit out of her other assistants, you're saying?
Parts of them, most of them, yes, all of them. So yeah, that's what happened to past assistants, is they were diced up.
Whoa, look, I was just given the meat. I didn't know.
Wait, Leo, you're telling me you didn't try it? You didn't get curious and have a nibble?
At the time I was a practicing vegan, but I was told. I was told that it was Beyond Meat. It was a prototype of Beyond Meat. And they said it bleeds just like real meat. And I took a bite and they laughed at me. And I realized I didn't think they were laughing because it was human meat, though. That's usually when I get pranked, I don't immediately assume that it's because I've been pranked into eating human meat, you know?
How was it?
To be fair.
Gamey. It tasted like... it tasted like the only other time I've had human meat. Now that I think about it, I should have known.
To be fair, this is still less shocking than the whole Carl Malone thing.
Right?
I don't know if I'm going to sleep tonight.
You and me both. I'm not allowed to. Don't forget. Never forget.
Well, I'm allowed to, though, actually. I definitely can.
Yes, you can. That's your right. Well.
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 Well,
I gotta go.
Will someone help me?
No.
What was that? It's fine. I shouldn't have asked. Anyways,
we gave a message to your family. If they care about you, they'll come help you. Because they definitely listen to this podcast. They definitely hate listening to it.
And you guys have been great. And if I can get anyone another LaCroix or anything before I take off, happy to.
If I could get another. Yeah, I'd love to get
that pretzel whenever you got a second wheelchair, boy.
Right away. Let me scooch over. Wheel over real quick.
Oh, his left leg just got tangled up in the wheel.
Rolled over it. And just going reverse real quick. Felt that.
Yeah, I think the trick with the wheelchair is get one that's longer than your shins.
I think the LaCroix are downstairs. Let me just try to ease on down.
Oh God!
We have one of those. Oh. We have one of those lifts.
I don't need it. Here we go. Oh God!
Okay. I gotta get out of here before the cops try and pin this on me.
Yeah, I think I also hear Bad Romance off in the distance. I think Stephanie's. I think Stephanie's coming.
Oh God!
Oh, no.
Which on any other occasion would be great, but all right. Well, it looks like there is a week's worth of traffic up ahead. So click off of cruise control, and we will talk to you next week. Yeah, that is definitely Bad Romance, but I think it's like a little bit off.
Like slowed down, all creepy a little bit.
Yeah, almost as if it was like a public domain version.
Oh no, so it's a whole different song. I was thinking it was never mind.
I think that guy is dead.
No, he can't. He just can't get up.
Sweet release. Oh, okay, I'm gonna go.
Alright, bye.